what he had on hand. And he divided it between the two sons. He said, here, I want to show you I love you equally. And the younger son got equal treatment. He got equal love shown to him. And he'd probably had the same type of education, the same background, the same environmental conditions. He had the same home to live in. He had the same mother, the same childhood training. But one here, it didn't take immediate effect upon. And it is a tragedy to see so many young people have got to learn from their sordid experiences rather than learning firsthand from the Bible and from the teachings of wise parents that know the Scriptures enough. As the Bible said in 2 Timothy 3:15, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. These young boys had the same parents, the same teaching, the same material possessions were given to them equally. But the youngster was, he was one of the kind that was never happy. He was, the Bible uses the word, incontinent, or incapable of being satisfied. And that's the way it is with some of our children. And you know it well that some of them, there's nothing satisfies them. They're always miserable. And you see another one, he settles down. I was born in the same home with three other children. Well, I was born in the home with more than that, with six others. Three of them died in their infancy. I never did know them. They died before I was ever born. But I was raised up or reared with three other children in my family. They're all old. Two of them are older and one slightly younger. We had the same parents. We had the same teaching. We had the same environmental conditions. And may I say, they were not very good. It was back in the 20s and 30s when environmental conditions were poor at their best. But I want to tell you one thing, we didn't know any different. We didn't know about the affluence of the latter part of the 20th century. So it didn't bother us. So we all had equal opportunity. We had an equal education as youngsters. We had the same parents. We went to the same church. We had the same examples. My brother and two sisters rebelled. They were unhappy and miserable with that discipline. And let me tell you something. We had a mother that was a saint of God. She was a saint before we were ever born. We had that lady around us all the time, correcting us, working hard, giving us the right examples that we needed. We had a father that wasn't so spiritual minded as Mama, but he was a disciplinarian, and what Mama did not provide, Daddy did. And that was a stick about that long, and it was used very prolifically. And you know what? They almost hated Daddy. You ought to hear the talk they've said about him ever since. You know what? I never saw anything to make me even slightly dislike my parents. You know why? I wasn't looking for it. I appreciated a home to stay in where they loved me and took care of me. I appreciated them, my old mother, on a washboard rubbing them clothes and keeping me in clean clothes and some food cooked and a bed made up. I appreciated them sending me to school, even though we had to ride miles on a school bus and get me up at daylight to get me on that bus and get me to school. I appreciated that old mother and her care for me and her concern for me and my daddy working 6 days a week, just as hard as he could go to help keep our bodies and souls together during the Great Depression. But I had a sister and two brothers. They had no appreciation for it whatsoever. Man, when they got up just frying size, when they should have had some senses or common sense, they took off. They left home. Man, we're going to like the prodigal son. We're going to make it on our own. They all went off like starved to death. Before the war started, and he got a little affluence here in the United States of America, that he went through a severe depression for many years. And I tell you, it's amazing how you can look at children and how they can differ so largely one from another with that inward hunger for wrong or that inward hunger for right and for God. I remember at 8 years old, my soul hungered for God. I didn't see that hunger in them other children. They were born in the same home, the same parents. Prodigals? Yes. My God, have mercy. Going out and dissipating their lives. And I know I got out from away from God for about 5 years. In my late teenage years and early adult years till I was 21. I was almost 22. But I'm going to tell you one thing. There wasn't any rebellion in me. I wanted to hide. If I could sneak around and do something that wasn't so nice, I'd do it. But openly, no way. I had some self-respect, and God has to give you that. You know, an animal don't have any self-respect. And a person can be like an animal. Did you know that? You can turn animalistic with your little rebellious ways. My God, the Bible even says it about preachers can become that way in 2 Peter 2:14. But these as natural brute beasts are made to be taken and destroyed, which speak evil of the things they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Whose eyes are full of adultery. They cannot cease from sin. They can't keep from sinning. Beguiling unstable souls and evil heart they have practiced with covetous practices. Cursed children who forsaken the right way and have gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked by a dumbass speaking with man's voice. He forbade the madness of the prophet. If a prophet or a priest or a preacher can become like an animal, how much more can a young person that becomes full of that old rebellious desire to get out and live it up and dissipate their health and their virtue that God gave them to use for His glory? My God, have mercy. People today made in the image of God, they've tarnished that image before they're ever somewhere. In the age of 15 or 17, most young people have already tarnished that image. And there's no even resemblance to the image of God in which they were created. The image of God don't mean just looking at Him physically, looking like Him. It means that you have in your spirit and in your nature, you have that image of the great holy God that created us for His glory. You can lose it quickly. That young man of Luke 15, the prodigal we call him, he got everything he could get out of his daddy and took off. Then he went into that far country. He wasted all of his substance. That's everything you could feel of and taste and touch, and he had in his billfold. It was gone in a few days with riotous living. Eat, drinking, and be merry. My God, have mercy. I guarantee you one thing. When that money for them, that beer, that Colt 45, that's not a pistol anymore. It's a sorry bunch of stinking old hog swill they put in cans. You seen that old commercial they got now? That black fella's got a cake carton of it, and he's knocking on the door, and he says, "This is the way to have fun. Get you some Colt 45. And knock on the door for the next thing to happen." And here's a sweet little black lady. She opens the door and says, "Come on in here." He says, "See there, what did I tell you?" Then they look at a preacher. Preacher's against this sorry mess. And look at me like I'm the devil. Or I'm dumb and ignorant. No, I'm preaching to a lot of dumb and ignorant people all over this country. God have mercy sakes. Ain't going to make me no dumb and ignorant person. They tried to do that to me when I was in the army, because I'd praise God and read the Bible and pray, and they'd kick me around, knock me down, everything else. But I took it for 2 solid years during last World War II.